Hi, guten Morgen. 12 o'clock is that time where it's not sure what you should say, so I just say good morning anyways. In here, you don't exactly know what time it is. It's always dark and always lit. Welcome. Welcome back to the second day of Now is the Time of Monsters, What Comes After Nations? And welcome to the first session of on the thematic strand of migration. For those of you who weren't there yesterday, we divided the whole project into several strands. You find a lot of material everywhere in the building that hopefully guides you through the program. If not, then just get lost productively. It's always a good thing to get lost. You find things you probably didn't expect. This is the first out of three rounds of talking about migration, and it has the title, Talking Migration. My name is Nana Heidenreich. I'm one of the three curators. And without further ado, I want to introduce this program section. Hannah Arendt, in her famous chapter, Decline of the Nation State and the End of the Rights of Man, in her book, Origins of Totalitarianism, analyzed migration as the central political problem of our age. That was the age of the 20th century. The problem, though, isn't that of migration itself. It is the nation state's creation of migration and as problem, as that which has to be either partially included by means of naturalization or repatriated, that is, made deportable. It is that which is, or those which are, supposedly outside of the nation state, that which appears as a sort of add-on, something external to the nation state. Arendt's analysis does not, as many of the readings of her text that appeared in the past 2 years insinuate, begin with post-World War II, although indeed it does that too, but with the First World War and the so-called minority treaties following the Paris Peace Conference, which has been mentioned as one of those historical moments that we kind of that we used as a reference point of our investigation. With the so-called minority treaties, which institutionalized minorities as a permanent concept in legal terms, but actually realizing only rights, minority rights, only partially. It was mostly cultural acknowledgement. And I think that was also based on the idea that somehow that is a temporary problem that will be solved when nation states come to their full fruition. Just as the minorities were the unwanted surplus, the excess of the concept of the nation state, so did migration show the flawedness, actually the violence, of the foundational act of equating polity with a people. In this chapter, Arendt diagnosed migration as key issue of the 20th century and as key problem of and for the nation state. But as Lawrence Young, and with him many of the other speakers yesterday, has said, it took until the 21st century to understand migration not only as a political and social movement which challenges the nation state, but as the key characteristics of our times. To take that seriously means to allow to think differently, to think the political differently. In 2014, Sandro Mezzadra, together with a host of colleagues from the field of critical migration and border regime studies, published New Keywords, Migration and Borders. It was a collaborative writing project, and I quote, aimed at developing a nexus of terms and concepts that fill out the contemporary problematic of migration. It moves beyond traditional and critical migration studies by building on cultural studies and post-colonial analysis and by drawing on a diverse set of long-standing author engagements with migrant movements. The authors do a kind of a follow-up on Raymond Williams' landmark book from 1976, Keywords, A Vocabulary of Culture and Society, which, as they note interestingly, does not have an entry on migration or any related term, like such as borders or immigration. Neither does the 2005 revised version have them. While this indeed seems surprising, the absence of those terms cannot simply be read as a political flaw of those publications, but rather points to the fact that migration, and I quote again from the New Keywords on Migration, had not yet fully emerged as a problem space for cultural studies, as Mezzadra and his colleagues argue in their introduction. They address what they call the discursive currency of those terms, borders, migration, or actually the momentous arrival of migration and borders as indispensable conceptual categories. part of this arrival was the formation of a new epistemic community, that which has come to be called critical migration and border regime studies. What does it mean to say those terms have arrived in our, in this case, scholarly vocabulary? How do we understand the time of migration, in this case, the time in which it appears? When does migration become a subject, a thing? But also the time in which it appears, the time in which it appears in, that of the suddenly there, that of the crisis, that of the wave that supposedly washes over us. The we, not only that of the nation state, that of the but that we that draws maps from the vantage point of the landmass, as opposed to the fluid and deep map of the sea, or the interconnectedness of the archipelago, to pick up Lawrence Liang's contribution from yesterday again. Case in point being the so-called European refugee crisis of 2015 and 16, which of course was never a crisis of migration, but of the European border regime, or of the European project, of the Europe of Schengen and Dublin. And the counterpart to this form of articulation as sudden materialization is that of migration as the suprahistorical condition of humanity, as that which extends beyond history. This configuration of migration as human mobility as such, which of course is a basic feature of all human history, it should, goes without saying, is interestingly also cut off from having a history. It comes in the timeline, it appears in the timeline of the suddenly there, and is somehow, and it somehow relates to something in the past perfect, while actively forgetting that migration has a history and is always there, that it will always precede and surpass all attempts at regulation and control. The time of migration in the form of the address of the crisis condenses it into a present which is both not accounted for in or as history, nor is it given a future. It's always a moment that is meant to be, to pass. With this session, we want to open up the discussion by talking migration with speakers from various backgrounds. Many of them are more than one thing, migration scholars proper, artists, activists, programmers, writers, musicians, archivists, sociologists, political theorists, cultural researchers. They will be looking at various geographies of the struggles of migration, but also address migration from a slightly tilted angle, from neighboring movements, or from contexts in which something becomes addressed as migratory, and how migration and the nation state resonate, not just in terms of the political. We will be, of course, addressing migration, in fact, as the political and social movement that it is. And by that, we'll be trying to map out what it actually means to talk about migration, and what do we mean when we talk about migration and the struggles of migration within a field dominated by the state, the nation state, and capital. How and where is the moment of its arrival that is of migration as that which you talk about? By drawing on a specific event or a document as a point of departure, the discussants we'll try to distinguish migration as a political movement from an understanding of migration as mobility as such, and suggest that migration and border regimes need to be understood as productive beyond the blatant violence and inclusion they entail. So let me run you through the procedures. We have 8 speakers. Each will give a presentation of 15 minutes, and they will do these presentations consecutively. I will introduce the first 4, then the next 4, and then we will have a break of about 20 minutes, half hour, and continue with a joint discussion, which also includes you, the audience, and the audience meaning also other participants of our manifestation. So collect your questions, formulate your additions, comments, and interventions. For when we all come together on stage, when all the speakers come on stage. As always in our 3-day manifestation, you're always welcome to weave in and out of the program. If you step out to catch some of that spring that is in the air for a smoke, a drink, a phone call, food, you name it, you can always come back and join us again and maybe bring us some of that with you. We know this is a very intense program, but there is a logic in this kind of intensity. The condensation of time and focus and ideas allow, hopefully, for something to emerge that goes beyond utterances and presentations. It forces our present to be present. Now let me introduce the first round of four presentations. Departing from her ongoing work with the Hawthorne Archive, sociologist and writer Avery Gordon will introduce the language of the runaway into the sphere of migration to see whether the understanding of movement can be challenged. And I've already made reference to Avery Gordon's really seminal book, Ghostly Matters, because her method of the haunted has informed many artistic and political and critical works since it was first written. Avery's work is also, she's also one of the people who does both artistic projects and regularly contributes to radio program. She will be followed by migration researcher Bernd Kasparek, who's part of that of a network, of a European network called CRITNET, Critical Migration and Border Regime Studies, and also one of the key people behind the website Border Monitoring, which I think is for the most part in German, but sometimes has entries in other languages. And what Border Monitoring does is exactly what it says. It monitors borders, and as we all know, borders are not just the borders between, so the actual borders between countries, but extend into every nook and cranny of society, or sort of have expanded the notion of what how we have to understand borders. He assesses the political dimension of self-determination during the so-called summer of migration in Europe in 2015. Migration has become the central topic in the debate on the future of the European project, as I already said. Since Europe has always been challenged and shaped by migration, which answers are being needed today? Political theorist Sandro Mezzadra will look at a freight train known as La Bestia that traverses Mexico and whose roof migrants are undertaking an extremely dangerous journey to the US. On this train, the intertwining between migrants and logistical mobility becomes apparent when migrants have to engage with the border well before getting to the geographical border. And Sandro is someone who I've known for many years in the context of sort of a European sort of network of migration activists and researchers who publishes and works in many languages. And it's interesting to see how he, I mean, his scope was always beyond Europe, but I'm looking forward to see how he sort of makes an explicit point of taking his scope to outside of the European frame. And then the last contribution, that first round, is by writer and jazz pianist and scholar of nationalism and nations proper, Zoran Terzic, who investigates the migration and appropriation of what he calls pop nationalism. The symbolic form of music cannot be reduced to politics proper, yet it contributes to shaping the political world. It is in this line of thought that he will address recent debates about cultural appropriation and identity politics and the current liberal and authoritarian forms of nationalism. And now please welcome Avery Gordon.